Great Southern Restaurant. Thanks for coming in and talking to us. She's got a lot to tell us today about Easter, things that are coming up. If you want to join in the conversation, you can text or call at 850-437-1620. Good morning, Taylor. It's awesome to have you.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, now I'm hungry because I want to hear about all the things
we haven't even started yet. Wait until we start.
I didn't have my banana.
Oh.
That's my.
You're so much better than me. You're so much better than me. I had my coffee. That is like the least I can do.
The least is coffee. Usually I'm good though till about maybe around 9 or 10.
Especially on the first Wednesday of the month.
Yes, and then I'm talking to you and I'm like, oh, my stomach's like, why didn't you eat this morning?
So. Sadly, we're down a grits girl today. Lauren is not feeling great, so you all are stuck with me today.
Oh.
Sorry about it. Well. Sorry, not sorry.
No, we love having you. It's great. All right. So what do we have planned? What's going on
for
April?
So the first event that we always talk about, the first Wednesday, is the first Thursday, which is our Atlas Beverage class. We are featuring tomorrow Foulberg Brewing Company, but unfortunately, you guys, we are fully booked. We are running a wait list if you want to be added. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I feel like the last couple of classes, we have been completely filling up. So do not hesitate. Do not procrastinate. If you want to check out our press release, check out the website. All of the classes for the rest of the semester are listed. We have two more classes left for the semester. Let me go over those really quick for you. We have our Cinco de Mayo celebration on May 4th featuring 21 Seeds Tequila.
Ooh, that sounds
a lot of fun. I'll go over the menu for that really quick. First course, 21 Seeds Grapefruit Hibiscus Tequila paired with roasted pork taquitos, corn and black bean vinaigrette, mole, cumin sour cream, whipped avocado, and pico de gallo. Second course, we have the 21 Seeds Cucumber Jalapeno Tequila paired with grilled asparagus quesadilla featuring feta, pepper jack, white wine, lemon butter, oven dried tomato jam, cumin sour cream, and plancha. Third course, I'm getting ahead of myself already. Ready to skip over to dessert. Third course, 21 Seeds Valencia Orange Tequila paired with Gulf Seafood Ceviche. And then for dessert, we are pairing the 21 Seeds Tequila Key Lime with the Key Lime Carlota with fried banana and coconut cajeta.
So I would assume you need to run, not walk, to sign up for this because that sounds absolutely
amazing. So if you've never heard of our Atlas Beverage classes before, we have two classes, one at 5 and one at 7. It's $25 per person. We're out on the Atlas deck on the water, which if you haven't been recently, has been completely renovated.
And you said this is May...
May 4th.
Okay, so it's going to be beautiful out.
Yes, always the first Thursday of the month. Come enjoy the weather before it gets too hot.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be amazing. I'm excited. I'm going to go sign up today.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a laid-back event. Like I said, $25. We still have availability for both classes in May. And then our last class of the semester will be June 1st, where we're featuring Urban South Brewery, which is based out of New Orleans. So like I said...
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
It is great that we've been filling up. We haven't completely filled up since, I always say, BC, before COVID. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to get back to normal.
Oh, good.
Which is exciting, but I've had a lot of phone calls where people are mad at me because we're full.
Don't be mad at her.
Don't be mad at me, you guys.
It's not her fault. It's amazing and everybody wants to go, right?
If you are interested in signing up or you've been looking over everything, it's all on the website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. And to sign up, you'll contact me, Taylor. My number is 850-287-0200. You can call or text me or shoot me an email, taylor@goodgrits.com.
And you said that was $25?
Did you say $25 per person?
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, the whole goal of these events is to showcase what our local beverage community has to offer, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Are you from here?
I'm not from here, but I've been here for about 17 years. So way long enough,
and
yes.
In the past, I want to say 5 years, every time you turn around, there's a new brewery, a winery, a distillery. Mm-hmm. There's something. So the whole whole goal is to showcase what our local beverage community has to offer.
Like that has come up lately, the breweries.
Yeah.
It's something new, but I love it.
Yeah.
Because it's more chill, laid back. You get to try things that are local. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I think it's amazing that we have all these fun places. I feel like there's another place opening soon downtown. I'll have to get back with you on that.
Who knows?
There's a brewery. But everyone was super excited about it.
Yeah. Every time you turn around, there's something. And trust me, guys. We advertise it as tapas small plates paired with each of the drinks for the four courses, but you will not leave hungry.
No.
Like, I say tapas are small plates. It's not. It's not small. People are asking for to-go boxes to take stuff home. So it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like so much fun. Definitely. Get on to the website you said they can sign up?
Mm-hmm. GreatSouthernRestaurants.com.
Perfect.
And you could reach out to me to sign up, Taylor.
Okay. Awesome.
Taylor at goodgrits.com, 850-287-0200.
Great. Awesome. And then we have Easter coming up.
Should we jump into Easter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Easter. I can't believe Easter came so quickly.
This year.
But I also can't believe we're in April either. So
I was
going to
say, this
what happened?
Year is flying by, and it's funny. I feel like I talk about it all the time. I turned 30 last year, and that's when my mom said everything just starts flying by. And she was not kidding.
Right.
I feel like I'm.
You blinked, and then it.
I blinked and I'm 45.
It gets worse.
Oh, no.
I hate to break it to you, Miss Taylor,
no.
But as you get older, it just gets worse. And if you have children like me, it gets way worse. So I have older children and then I have a younger child. And every time she has a birthday, I just sob. I'm like, how are we here already? Because I understand how fast it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets a little depressing. So,
something to look forward to.
Be present. Enjoy the day. Seize the day, because tomorrow it will be June.
I know. It is crazy. So speaking of time flying, it's Easter on Sunday. Mm-hmm. If you haven't made reservations or plans, now's your time. I feel like the theme of this show is do not procrastinate. Do not hesitate. Make your reservations if you're going to do that. Over at Fish House, let's start there. We're going to be open for brunch and dinner service. Brunch will be 11 to 3, and dinner is going to begin at 3 and end at 10 o'clock. We'll be serving from our standard brunch and dinner menus, but we do have an Easter special that was created by Chef Jason Hughes that will be available for both brunch and dinner, and that's going to be herb-crusted prime rib featuring slow-cooked Angus rib loin, smoked Gouda mashed potatoes and baby green beans saute with burgundy mushrooms, caramelized shallots, and that's going to be served with Dijon horseradish cream and black garlic jus. Over at the Fish House, we are walk-ins only.
Okay.
So no reservations, but pro tip from a former Fish House hostess, you're more than welcome to call the restaurant at any time to see what kind of wait we're running.
Okay.
The number is 850-470-0003. And the hostess will be happy to let you know
that
how the day is going.
Because
you never know. We're usually,
right.
I'm not going to lie to you. We are pretty busy for Easter. You know, but there are some breaks in there and the hostess will let you know.
Yeah, that's a great idea to call ahead and see. Mm-hmm. Especially on a holiday because it gets pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It does. Sure. Taylor at Good Grits, if we buy 4 spots, will we be sat together?
For beverage class?
I'm assuming so.
Yes. There's not assigned seating, but there are... The way we have it set up over at Atlas and outside completely at Fish House and Atlas is there are booths that seat about 6 people.
Okay.
So you'll be together.
Oh, perfect.
No, but we won't split you up. We wouldn't do that to you.
No, not at all. So good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. I am your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Miss Taylor Dawson for Great Southern Restaurant. She's telling all about these amazing food, drinks, fun stuff coming up in Pensacola. I'm so excited. If you want to join in the conversation, you are more than welcome to call or text at 850-437-1620. All right, so we have to about Easter. What else is coming up?
So that's Fish House for Easter. We'll go into Jackson's. Oh, we're going to go into everything.
Perfect. I'm excited.
Over at Jackson's, we will be open for Easter brunch and dinner. Brunch hours for Jackson's are 11 to 3, and then dinner service will begin at 5 until 9. For brunch, we'll be serving from our standard brunch menu. And in addition, Chef Irv Miller has created an Easter brunch feature, which will be grilled lamb chop salad featuring 3 single lamb chops with a mint salsa verde, grilled romaine, grilled onion, roasted rainbow potatoes, heirloom baby tomatoes, roasted garlic vinaigrette, and broken feta. For dinner, we'll also be serving off of our standard menu. And then in addition, we do have a special for dinner as well, which will be balsamic glazed minted lamb meatballs with Havarti risotto. Yum. I can't stop thinking about it. Smoked tomato chutney, charred jalapeno, and broken feta. Over at Jackson's, we do accept reservations. Okay. To make yours, give the restaurant a call, 850-469-9898. We do get very busy over at Jackson's for Easter.
Yeah, sure.
I believe we do have some reservations still available, but I would give the restaurant a call to double check. And if you haven't made yours, this is your sign. Do not hesitate. Do not procrastinate.
Like I said, run, do not walk.
Like I said.
Because all of this sounds so good. I want to go to all of it now.
Oh,
so
we're not
now I have to pick and choose. Wow.
Over at Five Sisters, we'll be open for Easter brunch beginning at 10 o'clock. And then brunch will end at 4. We'll be serving from our standard brunch menu. And then in addition, we will also have a special Easter plate that's available throughout the day, which will be maple glazed ham served with pineapple sweet potato casserole, roasted baby carrots, and a southern deviled egg.
Wow.
Over at Five Sisters, we are walk-ins only, so no reservation. Same thing for Fish House, though. You're always more than welcome to give us a call to see what our wait time is running.
I really like Five Sisters. The environment is fun over there.
For brunch, oh my gosh, it is so much fun. We have Kurt Bull and the Jazz Quintet, so there's live music. You definitely have to get a Bloody Mary with a chicken wing on it. And then I would appreciate, too, if you posted a picture and then I'll repost it.
Okay.
Please.
I love that.
We love resharing your pictures for all of the restaurants. So
my best friend texted in, Tammy, you better sign up for that class.
For the beverage class?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You absolutely should. And come
She's like,
out.
Tammy?
Yeah, it's fun.
You better do it. And she's coming with me.
It's a lot of fun.
She's
and then, too,
me.
I don't think I touched on for beverage class our next semester. We take a little break in July.
Okay.
And then start back August through December.
Perfect.
We stick with the school theme.
So you don't know this about me because I'm new, but I absolutely love brunch. I'm a brunch girl. I think brunch is absolutely fun and amazing. And I wasn't
love
like
brunch girls.
I wasn't like that before. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, you know, not smart to just skip over breakfast. And I don't know. I just thought this was weird. Till I went
you
and
never
enjoyed
know
the
these
experience.
Days. You never know these days. There's conflicting arguments. Eat breakfast. Don't eat breakfast. You know what? Just live your life.
Just live your life. You
go
know?
To brunch if you want to go to brunch.
Endless mimosas sounds amazing. So
mimosas. Yeah. The Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys. Mimosas.
It's a lot of fun over at Five Sisters for brunch.
I actually have been to Five Sisters for Easter. One time. I do remember that because I have pictures outside with my oldest and youngest child, and it was so good. But I'm a fried green tomato girl. I love
those. Have you ever had them over at Fish House?
No, but I had a yummy salad at Fish House that I want every single day for the rest of my life now, and I couldn't stop eating it.
Which one?
Strawberries and pecans and...
The strawberry salad?
Yes. You know how you look at something, you're like, I'm not going to eat this whole thing because there's just too much here. And then it's gone, and then you realize you ate the whole thing.
Imagine working for how many restaurants do I work for? 4 or 5.
Uh-huh.
It's torture every day. Well, you would think I would get sick of it.
No.
I've been at Fish House for 13 years now.
Well, you don't have the environment of like fast food or
true
donuts.
I'm very lucky.
Like, you're so lucky because you have such an array of different things to eat all the time and drink. And do they try? I remember I used to work at the Jellyfish, and they used to let us try things.
Oh, yeah.
Did they let you try things?
Yeah,
like, hey,
absolutely.
Taste this and let me see what you think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
That's the best part about all of this. You have chef friends. And there's one thing everybody here knows about me. It's that I work for restaurants, but I do not cook. There's an ongoing joke. I like blow up hot dogs in the microwave. Like I am not. So the best part of working for restaurants is I have chefs that like to... They like to help me. They like to take care of me. Taylor, are you going to make dinner tonight? Let me make dinner for you.
You know, I should
you
play
need
that
help.
Game. Why haven't I played that game before?
It's
I don't know.
It's the best game to play.
Like, I need to be like, help me. I don't know how to
That's
cook.
Me. Help me.
Serve me food.
Help me, I'm poor.
Man. Thanks, Taylor. I'm going to use that. Somehow, I'm going to use that in my life. Actually, I need to use that for someone to clean my house. How do I do that? Oh, I don't feel good. Can you help me?
I need to do that,
somebody.
Too.
Somebody.
That's me. I'm like,
Laundry.
Can't cook, can't clean. I'm really selling myself today.
But she's beautiful and she's amazing.
You.
And she works for four amazing restaurants, so.
I can get you dinner from a chef. I just can't make you dinner.
I'm trying to win her over.
There's somebody out there for you. So then we have Angelina's. We're not even finished
yet. We're not even done. Okay, this is great.
So Easter over at Angelina's will be open just for brunch from 10 until 3 o'clock. We'll be serving from our standard dinner menu. And then in addition, we have two special Easter brunch features. The first one being asparagus frittata with crawfish beurre blanc. And the second is a rigatoni verde with lamb ragu and smoked ricotta. To make your reservation for Angelina's, you can make reservations over there. Give them a call, 850-542-8398, or you can visit our website. Oh. And then one more thing for Easter, and then we'll be done with Easter. Grab and go. Have you heard of our grab and go?
I have not, but I'm excited.
So the grab and go is a lifesaver. We have been they were definitely a lifesaver for people during COVID, but we have been doing way before COVID. So in addition to on-property dining for Easter, we'll be offering a full Easter dinner grab and go featuring Five Sisters Blues Cafe. This package is based on six people with additional orders in increments of six. So the Easter meal this year is going to include smoked sliced ham with apricot Creole mustard glaze, roasted carrots, Parmesan whipped potatoes, dinner rolls, and homemade carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. The package is $85 plus tax. Orders can be placed today until 4 o'clock. Today is the last day. If you've been thinking about it, theme of the show, don't hesitate, don't procrastinate. You've got until 4 o'clock today to place your orders. Pickups will be available at the Fish House on Saturday, April 8th from noon until 3 o'clock. The meal's going to come fully cooked, and it also will include the reheating instructions. To place your order, give our events team a call, 850-433-9450, or you can shoot them an email, events@goodgrits.com.
Now, I absolutely love that, because we're not talking about just you don't have to cook. It's the time with your family, mm-hmm. Easter. You know, you're in the kitchen the entire time.
It's for everyone. It's for people that blow up hot dogs in the microwave, like myself. Mm-hmm. Or lifesaver. If you are hosting Easter this year and cooking is not your forte, I can deeply relate. This is a lifesaver. Like I said, it feeds six people.
Mm-hmm. The year before Thanksgiving, I was so exhausted. I cooked everything. And I sit on the couch and I was like, I cannot do this. You know, I didn't enjoy it the day at all. I was in cooking and then you're cleaning and everything. Yeah. And so the next year, I was like, we're going to get Cracker Barrel. And
that's
they're going to cook everything for me. Yeah. And it was the best day ever.
I dated a guy and his family for every brunch kind of thing, Mother's Day, Easter, they always went to Cracker Barrel.
That was
the gift to her, is that she didn't have to cook. And then back then I was like, that's kind of weird. My family always cooks whatever. And now I'm older. I'm like, couldn't be me. We're going to go to Cracker Barrel. We're going to get a grab and go.
It was the best day. And then like you said, it comes with the heating instructions. It's already cooked. Mm-hmm. You can get dessert, everything that you need.
Yep.
And you just heat it up.
So if you're not a chef and you don't know how to reheat things, it'll tell you how to do it. It's tailor proof, you guys.
It's tailor proofed.
It is tailor proof. If Taylor can do it, anyone can do it.
That's right. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. We would love for you to join in the conversation, 850-437-1620.
The next thing we can dive into, I'm trying to go in order of dates here, is our new spring menu over at Jackson's Steakhouse is going to debut next Friday. So with spring upon us on April 14th, Jackson's Steakhouse introduces its new dinner menu for the season with distinctive yet classic twists on a number of dishes, including appetizers and entrees. We're entering our 24th year of operation, and Jackson's, as you know, is famous for creative cooking, heritage ingredients, and steak classics. This spring menu spotlights innovative versions of our Jackson's essential dishes and symphony, with utilizing both seasonal, local, and regional ingredients, including a variety of Tallahassee farmed wild mushrooms, Florida citrus, local mustard, bread, and honey, along with our favorite Alabama small batch bacon, also my favorite.
Mm.
In addition, we're adding several new dishes to expand our already polished dinner menu. As always, our spring menu will highlight many of our favorite ingredients that are teeming with flavor, color, texture, and free of unnecessary ingredients.
Awesome. And we had someone ask, you know, I'm here with Taylor Dawson of the Great Southern Restaurants here in town, and she's talking about all the amazing events they have coming up. We have Travis, Fish House Grab and Go.
Yes.
Was our COVID date night go-to. Aww. We would eat it in the park or a parking lot.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Isn't that sweet?
Oh, my gosh. And it's funny because I feel like talking about COVID, I know it's, like, triggering for people. Mm-hmm. But
I know. I heard that was a bad word in here, but.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is funny because, you know, the whole world shut down. Bars and restaurants were really going through it. We were still, I was lucky enough to still have a job.
Right.
With Great Southern, we were still open doing curbside and grab and goes and stuff like that. And I will say, it was kind of a bright spot.
Right.
Getting to see everybody, people coming out and supporting local, kind of seeing the same people every day, doing date nights, stuff like that.
I know I've taken my daughter through a drive through and sat in the car parking lot, you know, my littlest one, just to have a little lunch date.
And just seeing, you know, seeing everybody.
And she thought it was the best thing ever. She was thinking it was amazing because all really it's just about time with your family.
But seeing everybody come together, the community come together, everybody supporting each other.
Absolutely.
It's something I look back fondly of with COVID.
You know, I didn't even know I had there was so many kids on our street until COVID, which was amazing because we were busy. We have busy lives. So we leave, we go to work, we come home, we make dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't ever just, you know, go around the neighborhood. And COVID happened. And so we were home and my daughter is 8. She's little. And all of a sudden we have like 7 or 8 children on our street. And they became best friends and played for years because of COVID.
Yeah.
And so they would play every day. It was really awesome. So, yeah, good things did come out of it. I know it was a hard time, but for sure.
Some silver linings.
Yes, exactly.
Got to look for the positive when
absolutely.
You can.
Yes.
But so, yeah, our spring menu debuts. Also, thank you, Travis, for sharing that. Yes. I love that.
That is.
That made my day.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even focus anymore. I'm going to cry. I'm turning into my mother.
Oh, no.
I told you.
The older you get, you cry about everything, just so you know.
I know.
And it gets worse.
I always made fun of her, and I'm like, this is my karma.
No, I used to make fun of my mom, too. She's watching a commercial with a dog, and she's sobbing, and I'm like, really, mother? You know, when I'm 16, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. You're crying over
dogs. Or even just, like, strangers being nice to you.
I can't watch.
That happened to me the other day. A man was so nice to me at CVS, and I literally got in the car, and I just cried. Oh. I'm like, am I okay?
No, you are okay.
Is this my 30s?
It only gets worse. She's like, why am I on here with Tammy? She's you're going to cry about everything, just so you know, and it's okay.
Great.
Let it out.
Add it to the list of things to look forward to. So, yeah, back to our regular scheduled programming. Spring menu at Jackson's will debut next Friday, April 14th. We switch up the herbs. Am I okay? I'm malfunctioning.
It's okay.
It's because I'm about to cry.
No, it's okay. Herb
switch
it together.
I can't say it. Herb switches up the menu twice a year for spring and winter. So it's always something to look forward to.
Awesome. And then I saw on here, we'll get to it, Jackson's cooking class.
So we are actually full for
You're full for
class.
That. Okay.
Yes.
Does that come in the future? Another one?
Yes, they're always the third Wednesday of the month.
Third Wednesday of the month, okay.
And we skip December for that one.
All right. I would love to go to Jackson's for a cooking class. That sounds amazing.
They're a lot of fun, too.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
A lot of fun, and you don't actually have to cook, guys.
No. Is that your thing?
Yes.
You're like, can I get a to-go box?
But it's great for enthusiasts and people who like to eat, you
True.
Know? It's you get to watch Herb, you take home... The take-home recipe booklet. You can make it yourself, but you get to watch him.
Oh.
Have a little wine.
I'm there. I'm signing up for all this. You'll see me. It's going to be amazing. Thank you so much for listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have more to unpack this morning with a Santa Rosa update, so you don't want to miss that. If you'd like to chime in or call 437-1620, stay tuned for a Fox News update, followed by a local news update here on our newsroom at News Radio 92.3.